Welcome back, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into a children's story.
Ooh, fun.
It's a really fun story about these two siblings.
Okay.
Lucan and Issa. And they decide to become chefs for the day.
Oh, I love it.
So we're going to see all the fun things they learn along the way.
Wonderful.
So the story starts with Lucan and Issa.
Okay.
And they're getting kind of tired of eating peanut butter sandwiches every single day for lunch.
Right.
So they decide they want to take on a new challenge.
Oh, good for them.
And they want to cook dinner.
I love that.
To their parents.
That's so sweet.
What do you think about them already just taking charge like that?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, it shows such initiative.
Right.
And that they are really wanting and ready for a change.
Totally.
Yeah, just like getting bored of the same old, same old.
Yeah.
And wanting to do something exciting and new.
Yeah, and something nice for their parents.
Exactly.
So to start their cooking adventure.
Okay.
They first have to find a cookbook, which they do, and they go through it, and...
Oh, so many choices.
So many choices, but they land on...
I wonder what they'll pick.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Classic.
Classic.
It's a good one.
And I think it's something that everyone loves.
It is.
So
they got their recipe.
They got their recipe, and next they have to...
Gather all their ingredients.
Yes, gather the ingredients, which is always fun, go to the pantry.
Yeah, what do we have?
The refrigerator, seeing all the different things you can use.
I love that part of cooking.
Yeah.
Like just seeing what's there.
Yeah.
And getting creative.
And getting creative, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
they got their ingredients.
They got their ingredients.
Oh, well.
And they get started.
Okay.
And I think as anyone who's cooked before knows,
yeah,
sometimes things don't go exactly according to plan.
Right.
And there can be some funny mishaps along the way.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah.
So as they're cooking, Issa's trying to crack an egg.
Okay.
And it slips.
Oh.
Right out of her hands.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And onto the floor.
That's happened to me.
Oh, I've done that many times.
Yeah, slippery little things.
They are slippery.
Yeah.
And then poor Lucan.
Oh, no.
He's trying to season the sauce.
Okay.
And he accidentally puts in a little too much salt.
Oh, dear.
A little too much. And then, oh, and the pasta water starts boiling over.
Oh, no.
It's like a whole comedy of errors.
It really is.
Happening in the kitchen.
But I bet they're having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. They're having a blast.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all these mishaps happening?
Well, I think it's important to remember that, you know, humor and resilience are key parts of learning.
Wow.
You know, things aren't always going to go perfectly, especially when you're trying something new for the first time.
Totally.
And so I think that even though things are going a little bit crazy, Lucan and Issa are... You know, they're keeping their spirits up. They're having fun with it.
They're not letting it get them down.
Yeah, exactly. And that's such an important lesson.
To learn, especially for young kids.
Yeah.
Because it can be easy to get discouraged when things don't go your way.
Exactly. So they've had all this fun.
They've had their fun.
A little bit of chaos.
Yes, a little bit of chaos in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And finally, the moment arrives.
Okay.
Dinner is served.
Oh.
So they present this... spaghetti and meatball meal to their parents. And it might not look the most
perfect
presentation. A little messy.
Maybe a little messy.
Maybe a little salty.
And maybe a little salty.
But their parents...
How do they react?
They are just so touched and so happy that Lucan and Issa went through all this effort to make them this special meal.
That's lovely.
And they tell them how much they love it and how proud they are of them.
That's so sweet.
And it just shows how much love and appreciation there is in this family.
Right. And how the effort
and
the intention is really what matters.
Yes.
More than the perfection of the final product.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, sometimes things don't turn out the way we expect them to.
Right.
But it's those shared experiences, even the messy ones, that really bring families together.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, this dinner... It becomes such a special memory for them that Lucan and Issa decide that they want to make this a new family tradition.
I love them.
They want to be chefs for a day.
Every day.
Well, maybe not every day, but
once a week.
As often as they can.
Yeah. Have fun.
So what do you think about them ending the story like that?
I think it's a great way to end the story.
Yeah.
You know, it really emphasizes those positive outcomes of the experience.
Uh-huh.
The kids had fun. They learned some new skills.
Right.
And they created this special family memory that they're going to cherish, you know, for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we come to the end of our deep dive into this really fun story.
Yeah.
About Lucan and Issa becoming chefs for a day.
It was a good one.
It was a really good one.
Yeah.
And I think it taught us some valuable lessons about trying new things.
Embracing those challenges.
Exactly.
And the importance of family.
And the best memories come from doing things together.
Absolutely.
So think about it, everyone. What fun family traditions could you create?
Ooh.
Maybe you want to have a baking day.
Oh, fun.
Or a game night.
I like game nights.
Or maybe even your own chef for a day tradition.
Oh, I love it.
But whatever it is,
yeah,
make sure you're spending time together.
Right.
Making memories and having lots of fun.
Wonderful.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this deep dive adventure.
Bye, everyone.